Boom! What's up, guys? Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. I have a special episode for you guys today. I actually share my screen, and I've been building a funnel live in front of my group. It's a free group. It's called The Science of Selling Online, if you can join it if you want to. And I frequently will build funnels live and walk people through why I'm doing what I'm doing. Anyways, there was a funnel build that I was doing just this last week, and I was walking through some of the psychology of these things, and somebody asked the question, Steve, how do you actually build? Right? How to actually build a product where you have so many of these experts contributing to it. And that's one of the things I've been putting together. And I answered the question, you know, how do you crowd create a product? Yeah, how to actually put this stuff together? And but this other kind of side piece came out that I think you really enjoy. Anyways, it is the screen recording. I was recording my screen. It is in front of a live audience and I'm putting it all together. But I think you guys will enjoy my answer to that question and how to actually crowd create products, because it's a kind of a special little side skill that a lot of marketers have that you may not have been aware of before. Anyways, here's my answer. We'll go to the intro and then I'll cue straight on in over to sharing my screen. Thanks, guys.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
It's going to be a weird story, okay, but it's going to illustrate the point. I was playing dodgeball with tennis balls, okay? Talk about starting a high place of high drama here. I was playing dodgeball with tennis balls. We were in a gym, and we were turning tables over as barriers, okay? And we would do this every Monday for months, and we would just show up, and it'd be like 30 people, and we'd grab tennis balls, and we'd just start hurling these tennis balls at each other as hard as we could. And people get hurt. I mean, this is hard. We had like baseball pitchers and stuff like that in there. And it was a bunch of fun. I remember this one time I was super excited to play that week. I can't remember exactly why, but we were playing dodgeball with tennis balls. And I was trying to get everyone to start. And there was like 30 people in there. And right, we were all like in our late teens or early 20s. And I was like, man, I so bad want to start. And I kept trying to get people ready. And after about like 10, 15 minutes of this, I got frustrated. I was like, what is going on? And I go and I talk over to this other guy and I'm like, man, I can't get people started. I don't know what's going on. And he goes, oh, you're trying to start? He goes, here you go. And he just lifts his head. And keep in mind, there's a ton of people in this gym. And he goes, hey guys, we're getting ready to start. And in that one sentence, he swooped all these people, all of them. So they all turned their heads. They all stopped their conversations and they all started right there. Listening. And I watched the room in dismay. And I was like, are you kidding me? I've been trying forever to get these people to do what I want. Right? And I had this, I couldn't help it, guys. I remember right there at that moment, I realized, I found it the other day. Yeah, I put it here. I used to keep this book inside my pocket. And every time I had a business idea for a long time, I would write down the idea. There's great ideas. There's dumb ideas. One of the lessons I learned though, and I wrote it in this little book. I mean, this thing is chock full. Okay. There's like this tons and tons of stuff inside of this thing. Okay. And of all these cool different business ideas, and some are great, some are terrible. And anyway, the thing's pretty much near full though. I mean, there's a lot of stuff inside this. One of the things I wrote in here was I realized that I don't need to be good at everything. And in fact, it's better if I'm not. And I had right there, I realized it is better for me to learn to be an orchestrator rather than learn how to play every instrument. Right? How do I just be a maestro? And rather than just be, right? And that's when I realized, like, holy crap, that's what an entrepreneur is. I don't know why I was thinking about that at the time, but I was. And I don't remember where I wrote it, but I did. It's in this book somewhere. And, we'll just write tons and tons and tons of business ideas in here. And anyway, this is huge, huge. Don't, such a hard lesson to learn as an implementer. It's very hard to learn, right? You guys have seen me. I pop open Photoshop, right? Pop open the Illustrator. I do a lot of my own video editing. I do the funnel building. I write the copy.
I film the videos. I build the pages. I build the funnels. I do the podcasts. I do that, right? It's hard. I get it. I totally get it. And, you know, we're in a small group here right now. As A players who totally get it, right? As A players who you see beginning to end, you know the vision, but then also you're this weird breed where you're also gifted to actually do your vision, okay? People can have visions, but like we're this weird, if you're on here right now with me, you're in this weird category of person, right? You get it, okay? Where you have to, you know how to do everything. The reason I got where I am now is because I started affiliate marketing with the intent to develop cash so that I could hire people to do all the things that I shouldn't be doing, right? Multiple times I would be like, dude, Russell, I'm going to go learn more CSS. He'd be like, I'm going to learn more CSS, man. I want to make these funnels even cooler. And he's like, why? We have someone for that. He'd be dead serious. I'd be like, oh, because I kind of want to. I think it'd be kind of cool. And I know I could understand it. My major before it was marketing was actually CIT. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, but who cares? Like, we got some gun. We got someone for that. Oh, okay. Well, okay, never mind. He's like, yeah, don't go learn that. And I'd be like, dude, I'm going to go get better at video editing. Why? We have someone for that. And he drilled this lesson into me for probably 8 solid months. It is not easy to learn this lesson, but please learn it. Just because you know how to do something doesn't mean you should, right? And I've got all these people doing all these things for me now because what I've learned how to do is how to influence, okay? And if you don't have cash, you still have assets because you have a story. And if you can get good at telling stories, your vision will help you hire people that you can't afford, okay? And when I go out and I start getting all these people and I start pulling all these people around me and I'm getting on, that's exactly what I'm practicing. I'm practicing. I had a very smart, amazing, brilliant person tell me, it was like probably 3 months ago, and it's changed everything. He said, figure out how to hire people you can't afford. He's like, that's like the next thing for you to go do. I'm like, okay. So that's what I've been doing, right? And I've developed this incredible content machine, which would have normally cost me like 40 or 50 grand a month. And because of who they are, and because of the story, and because of who I've actually pulled in, and because they've sold them on the vision of where I'm taking the ship, it's way less than that, right? Only 30 grand a month, which is still 30 grand a month. But like in hindsight, I mean, I'm getting a huge, because they believe in what I'm doing and they believe in it. And so if you can go out and you start to think through like, hey, how can I hire people I can't afford, right? Someone who's not like, it's the same, exact same thing, right? Exact same thing. Like there comes a time when the money, man, I remember the day when I realized like, crap, money's not hard, right? And if you're not there yet, that's fine. Don't let that be discouraging. But I realized that, right? It was probably like 4 months ago. I was like, crap, money's not hard. And out of the two, funny enough, between the psyche of the game versus making money is the easier one. It is. As soon as it clicks and you guys are starting to get it, I can see in this group, which I'm really excited about, you guys, it's clicking. You're starting to see it. It's clicking. You're like, oh my gosh. Steven, thank you for explaining how to come up with a sales message, how to develop it. Okay, awesome. But like, just keep practicing it. And after a while, you're like, you start launching crap. You're like, dang, man, that's not that hard to go drop some cash and actually get money for what you want in life. So then what do you want? Right, most of us end up chasing cash so much in our life that we never take a second to step back and be like, oh my gosh, what is it I want? And then when you actually attach yourself to a vision and you can pull in experts that you could not otherwise afford, and they start seeing the vision and they start seeing what you're doing and you get those people on board, oh my gosh, the game gets so epic, you guys. It's so fun. Just stay the course. This stuff works. I'm a product of the product, which is why I think I'm so passionate about it and why I can be the Energizer Bunny. I'm a product of the product. And, I mean, come on. We weren't eaten. You know what I mean? What I'm building here is like super serious. It's cool. It's fun. I have fun with it, but, I take it very seriously though. So anyways, that's all I'm trying to help you guys understand is like this whole game, it is a game, but like, don't get so stuck on learning it with all the questions of, what about this file size? What about this? What about that? Like, okay, the highest leverage thing you could ever go learn is marketing. The changing belief. At the core of it, you want to change someone's belief? Tell them a story. Get real good at telling stories. You can tell stories, it will negate 99% of your need to go learn scripts. Okay, just tell a story and then make an offer. If you don't have to make offers, which is exactly, follow the Xavier thing. There you go. Boom, done. Right? That's really it. That's really it. So when you get down to it, you're like, crap, like what do I actually want to do? Don't worry about that question. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. And Russell made fun of me. We were hanging out at an Inner Circle member's house the other day. And he was there. I was there. We were hanging out. And I was chatting with him. And I said, he goes, well, how's it going, man? I was like, good, 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 good. He's like, what spot are you on right now? What are you struggling with? Give me the deets, brother, right? And he and I are like, we're chatting today. Anyway, missed the guy like crazy. Anyway, we were chatting. And I was like, dude, I'm trying to figure out what my purpose is. And he immediately was like, he starts laughing. And I was standing there. We were next to Myron Golden, if you guys know who he is. And Russell goes and he interrupts Myron. He goes, dude, Steven just asked the purpose question. He's trying to figure out what his purpose is. And Myron was like, man, are you kidding me? I just found out my purpose 3 months ago. I was like, are you serious? And Russell's like, dude, I just found out my purpose like 3 years ago when I started ClickFunnels and this whole thing blew up. I was like, all right, so I'm not going to freak out about that whole thing anymore. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. I was like, all right, sweet. He's like, just go help people make money. It'll be great. All right, sweet. All right, cool. So that's my purpose for now. Okay. And that's what I'm going for. So I think the things that, I don't know why I'm getting on this tangent here a little bit, but I just feel like so many entrepreneurs, they get hung up on two things. Number one, way too many details. Like, how do you change the button color from this and this? And like, that stuff matters. Okay, cool. But there's a guy that knows that. Go hire them. Okay. And then number two, they're like, well, in order for me to have a vision.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and managed the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
And I must have this grand purpose. Not necessarily. Okay, for me, my vision right now is to develop something that's really freaking cool, that helps a whole bunch of people that most likely have not made their dollar online, their first dollar online yet, and get a whole bunch of people in and teach them how to do what I'm doing because I've done it, right? And it helps. And they're like, oh man, and you start getting those success stories. And you start if you want a following, publish. Get over the fear of it. I was scared to death. It took me 30 episodes before I was comfortable publishing. You want people to come and follow you? Make a product. If you don't want to make a product or don't know how to for all the time, sell someone else's. It's all about just launching. Don't worry about the details. Just figure out all the little things that you got to go to just get off the ground, right? I guarantee you, me launching this on Saturday is not actually going to happen. I guarantee it. But it will be 80% done, which is good enough. and I will build out the rest of it one day ahead of everybody else. And it's simply because if I don't just get it out the door, I will wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And then suddenly you turn around and you're like, man, that was 3 months. Okay. So like if you just saw the podcast episode that I just barely launched, right? I talked about how my revenue is outpacing my business. That was true. And that structurally, that's what was going on. Secondary thing that was going on though was the psyche game that I was playing with my own self. What's my purpose? What should I be doing? What do people want from me? Right? I love selling the products that I am right now, but is there something else they also want? Yes. Right? And I started answering that question. I am a strong believer that questions invite revelation. Okay? Questions invite revelation. I was talking to somebody and it was actually at the Funnel Hacking Live event, right, in Orlando, and Two Comic Club coaching program was being sold. They had the countdown clock coming down, you know, 9 minutes left to buy, 8 minutes left to buy, 7 minutes left to buy. And I was talking to somebody and they said, okay, should we do this? I said, I guarantee you, right, I'm one of the coaches, right? I built the first Two Comic Club coaching program and I was the only coach for 600 people. And a lot of millionaires came out of that program, right? It was super cool, guys. I know this stuff works. I'm teaching you guys. I know it works. We had a lot of 100,000-aires, which is pretty good too, right? A lot of people who made money for the first time in their entire life. It's really awesome. And these people knew that, and right? Funnel Hacking Live is past one, and they walked up. And I'm going somewhere with this, okay? We'll go full circle, and I'm probably going to end as soon as we build this other page. I got one more page to go build, and we'll be done here. Rant will end. Soapbox Steve will be done. Let me go finish the other page real fast. But they said, hey, we're going to go get the program, but we figured if we split the program, we will actually, right, it'll be half the cost and we'll just kind of share it together and we'll take turns going to the events. And I said, you could do that. You could do that. And I said, I believe that part of the reason why I am where I am and what I've done and the reason it's come about, the reason it's happened is because when I didn't have money to get to my first Funnel Hacking Live event, I didn't look for a discount. I am 100% convinced I would not have worked for Russell had I actually had the cash to get to that first Funnel Hacking Live event. Because I didn't, I went and I built funnels like a ferocious animal. I was forced to learn. I'm pretty sure I read every support doc in ClickFunnels. Okay. I was like, yeah, I know ClickFunnels can do that. And inside I was like, but I don't know how to do that. So I'll just say that it can and I'll go learn how. Right. And I started taking on active real clients. Yeah. I built all these crazy success stories, making my first actual money. Like, holy crap, this is nuts. And although I could have could we have actually purchased my ticket for Funnel Hacking Live? Yes. It would have put us in some very scary scenarios though, okay? So I was not going to spend cash on that. But because I didn't have the cash, the pursuit of still getting to that first Funnel Hacking Live was the whole reason that all this happened. Because then I sat down like 6 months later after I'd just worked my tail off and sat down across from Russell, which shocked me to death, by the way. And he goes, hey, have you ever built any phones before? And I said, yes. Here's like 17 of them. Whoosh. And here's all these success stories. Whoosh. And I'm obsessed with your software and know it like the back of my hand. Whoosh. And he was like, whoa. And I was hired 2 hours later. The only reason I found out later, the only reason they waited 2 hours is because he didn't want to seem needy. So he waited for a while because he's like, I want this kid. So they waited till I was driving back a while. And they're like, hey, we want to give you a job offer. And he's like, anyway. Okay. But I told him that story. He said, look, the obstacle is the way. So I have this coin right here. Okay. Bam. The obstacle is the way. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Okay? I'm including these in a lot of my new products that I'm putting out now because I freaking love this concept. Okay? I keep it right here on my desk. Okay? So that's why I started telling them. Okay? So back to the story. Funnel Hacking Live, I'm telling the story. I'm like, look. And the countdown clock is dropping on the screen. Okay? And I'm like, look. I believe that if you seek a discount, you will find a discount because you seek it. If you seek to be able to afford this program in the fullest price, though, and you really believe you can do it, you will answer that question. Questions invite revelation. Is it not better to go find a way to pay full price for something? Okay? That's exactly what I did, right? I didn't know how to get to Fun Hacking Live. I didn't know how to do this stuff. I had no cash for VA stuff. I worked a 9-to-5 for Russell Brunson, which was way more than 9-to-5. And I would stay up super late building my funnels. I'd get up. I'd get into the office at 6 a.m. I'd build my own stuff from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then when he'd come in, I'd start working for him from 9 a.m. to about 6 p.m. And I'd go back home and do it all over again. I did that for the first full year I was there. And just built. Be careful with the question you're trying to answer because you'll find the answer. Right? That's the big lesson I'm trying to say. Yeah, if you're starting this stuff and you're getting off the ground and you're putting the stuff together, be very careful of the questions you're asking because you'll see, you will find an answer. It's not, will I find an answer? No, you will find the answer. So instead, change the question. And so what I did is I said, look, and it was at Funnel Hacking Live, right? And I was like, look, they had like 4 minutes left to go by. I was like, seek a way to be able to pay for the most expensive things in life. Find a way. Stop finding discounts. I hate it when someone asks for a payment plan for my product. Absolutely not. I will never give them one because it shows a mentality. Okay? It shows a mentality. It exposes them to me. So instead, what I did, right, is I started seeking an answer to the question, how can I afford the most expensive things on this planet? That forced me to develop assets so that by the time the asset was developed, I not only had the most expensive experiences and coolest things, but I also had the asset. So I got both, right? And you start thinking about it that way, this whole game gets a lot easier. And you guys are going to see really, really fast. And that's why I start people on the affiliate game. And in fact, in about a week and a half here, there's going to be a podcast episode that drops. Yeah. It's talking a little bit about why I started as an affiliate. And that's why I'm doing this program. I started as an affiliate because it was a great training wheel ground. It was a great place for me to make cash. It was a great place for me to build a list. Great place for me to start learning how to actually build stuff and get stuff off the ground and do it. Then I transitioned and I started building in things more like agency style, right? That's when I started building all these funnels for all the other people. Agency style is amazing. The issue I have with it is that when you get paid, that's when the work starts. I hate that model. So eventually I moved into info. Info is amazing. Info is hard to get into, harder barriers of entry. But when you get paid, there's like almost no fulfillment, right? Massive margins. And so that, right, great place to go, kind of a holy grail, harder to get into. And so develop your story and be willing to live the hook, right? Whatever it is, the crazy thing that's going on in your life right now, lean into it, not away from it. And what's funny is you'll turn around and start telling stories like, I remember when we could only eat one meal a day. And that story is what makes me attractive as an attractive character. I know that. It's why I tell it. It's because it makes me relatable. And when I learn and I start publishing when I'm still in that phase, rather than, right, if you start publishing when you're not quite there yet, and instead you're publishing your journey along the way, don't worry, you don't have any followers yet anyway, right? No one's listening for a while. But as you start publishing and you start gaining some attractive character qualities and you start gaining expertise and you become a figure, you wait to begin publishing when you're a figure, no one's going to believe you. They believe you when they see the trail, right? When they can see the history and they see the backdrop, right? That's why I build things like publishing funnels like crazy. That's why I publish like an animal. It's because I'm not a Russell Brunson yet. That is why. But most people use it as an excuse to not. So that's the question I'm answering, okay? I want to answer the question, how do I become a Russell Brunson, but publish my journey along the way? And as you start pushing forward, and you start doing this game and pushing forward, it's cool. Figure out ways to hire people that you can't afford. Don't worry if you don't have a solid vision yet, right? Be totally fine with the fact that you have unanswered questions. Just be careful what the question is because you'll answer the question, okay? And you'll at least satiate it to a certain degree and then move on to the next question. Well, how do I do this? How do I do this? You'll answer it. You should answer it. Stay extremely curious. That's great. If there's any advice I could give looking back, it's that I really wish I asked different questions for a long time. Until I became cognizant of that principle, there were some stupid questions I was asking, you know? So, and it slowed me down. Wow, there's 27 messages. Scaling through real quick. Cool. Holy cow, I need to hear this. The way you guys tell stories make me feel I know you guys like buddies. And they should. So I'm trying to. That drops your walls so I can teach. If I just go in and start telling like strategies and tactics, you don't remember. I have to tell the story in order for you to remember the tactic. Just curious how many of us are still standing. There's only 13 of you guys on. There was like 40 or something like that. Totally fine. Completely expected it. It is 12:30. And if you're on the East Coast, oh my gosh. Okay, so let's finish this last page here and we'll be done.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wish you could geek out with other real funnel builders and even ask questions while I build funnels live? Oh, wish granted. Watch and learn funnel building as I document my process in my funnel strategy group. It's free. Just go to thescienceofselling.online and join now. Again, it's thescienceofselling.online.